Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Cine Gang. Hi, guys. Yeah. I'm Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater. I am here with Chef Sharwin T and Woo. Chef Edward Bugia, and we are going to talk about all things food. And we have a very special episode again today. Chef Char, tell us all about it.
Yes, well, you know, there's this… It's funny that we're talking about this topic now because in a way, we sort of did something similar, right? With right. our Bogchi Battle Royale. I thought it was fun because on our part, yung Bogchi, it was really just us picking favorites. You know, we weren't really doing any rankings, no?
Right.
It was more of… We never build Bogchi as… the best of the best. We just Correct. Picked our what we felt like eating.
We never present ourselves as the leading authority when it comes to all things food or anything like that. It's just three regular guys with a love for food, di ba?
Totoo yan. We're just the leading authority on eating a lot, no?
There we go.
But recently there was a poll that was released by the site Taste Atlas. And you know when you say the word atlas kasi no I think medyo na pag-iwanan na ng panahon yung atlas, but the atlas used to be this book, right, where you could where it catalogs the countries of the world, you know, the facts of, you know, so I guess they wanted Taste Atlas serves its purpose by being the atlas of food. No? That's their idea. Na parang, if you go to their site, you click on a country, lalabas yung mga facts and yung mga food, traditional foods, and where you can get them. I mean, it's actually not a bad site. No, if you go,
mm-hmm.
they do have a wide range, no, covered. So for us who love to travel, I think Taste Atlas was doing okay. But they recently released, well, I wouldn't say recently, but they regularly release lists, no, of ranking food. And dun tayo nagka problema because when you say rank,
yes,
that means there's to use their own ranks, best, great, okay, worst. Yun yung lumabas sa list nila. And I think that's where all of this hula-baloo started.
When you rank kasi food, you need to be able to back up on… to equate it to something, eh, di ba? There needs to be some sort of criteria to it and all of that. I'm just curious what that criteria was. I wasn't a part of it. I would have loved to have if I saw it in advance, diba? I only heard of, admittedly, I only heard of Taste Atlas when the rankings came out.
Correct. So
I guess they did their job because nakilala sila, diba?
And mahirap well, kasi pag sinabi mo yung atlas, ano eh, may finality. Parang we are the authority right. to it kasi atlas. Diba?
Ay, sorry. Sorry, hindi ko alam kung seryoso ka o joke.
Ed?
Sir. Sorry.
5 minutes sige. Pa lang into the show, ha?
Carry on. Oh, carry on.
Diba, kanta yan eh. Kanta, at last.
Yeah.
Nakuha mo yung tono dun. As in, hit that note.
Baka makopyright tayo kasi sobrang eksakto eh.
But I'll let you guys know, no? Naglabas kasi sila ng parang picture chart that was shared widely on Facebook, no? And I think it's, I don't know, agaw pansin eh. Okay, I'll show you. For example, so worst, they had three on the picture, no? Balut, dinuguan, and pinipig. So initially parang ako ang biglang issue ko kagad is, teka lang, are you ranking dishes? Because pinipig is not a dish.
Yeah, you know,
it's pinipig all by itself.
I'll be honest about something.
May picture sila ng bowl na punong-puno ng pinipig. So parang ako, sinong kumakain yan?
Pinapapake, di ba? Oh. You know, I'll be honest. I don't hate the worst. I mean, I don't hate the rankings of the worst because two of those things that I really don't eat, dinuguan and balot, di ba? I'm just curious about one thing. And I didn't know this. Why is the pinipig green? Is it really green?
Sometimes.
Yes. The super rare original, kumbaga yung heirloom variety ng pinipig is really green.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And something very interesting about that is it's one of our very seasonal things. So, I forgot which province has the most of this, no? But as in, tipong 1 month mo lang yan makukuha. Ganun siya ka rare. Like, pag na-harvest na siya, it's, let's say, I don't know which month, but let's pick a random month. Let's say September. So that September, okay, yung region na yun, marami nitong…
Ano ba ang pinipig? Is it a green? Kala ko parang it's, Rice Krispies lang yan eh.
Oh, that's what I thought as well.
Oh, parang it's a variety na parang flattened and then dried. Mm. So, masarap siya pag pinrito mo siya or you know, you add an element of heat to it. Mabango siya. So when you add it to desserts, you can make you know, instead of cereal milk, you can make pinipig, although sayang yung pinipig kasi mahal ba. But you can make pinipig milk and it's really good. So
I'll be honest, I rarely use the word pinipig without it being followed by the word crunch afterwards.
Oo, eh. Pinipig crunch dapat eh, or pinipig sa halo-halo, doon ko lang na-encounter eh. O buko pandan to. Yan. Yung mga ganun. Laging siyang ano eh. I don't think it should be eaten on its own.
No way. And especially not in a bowl. No? Like if you look at the pictures at Taste Atlas, it's a giant soup bowl na punong-puno ng pinipig. So parang that's initially already the problem. No? Among other things, some of the people on the internet, alam mo naman, if it's Filipino food, the Pinoys will come out. No? Mm-hmm. And one of the people also said na daing, which was ranked okay, is not technically a dish. No, it's one fish, right? So, dapat it should be paired with something. Or medyo technicality na yon for me. No, I think daing can be considered a dish.
But it's like sort of like saying lox. It should, you know, lox is best eaten with like cream cheese or a bagel or something. But if you eat it on its own, medyo strong siya, di ba?
Yes. I think that's what the initial issue is. But ako ang question ko sa inyo guys, kasi obviously I think we can all agree na problematic at best, no, to create rankings.
Let's run down the list kasi so that our listeners understand why we're kind of affected by this, no? Kasi not everyone has seen the list and we want people to understand. So we started from the bottom, di ba? Yung worst.
Right.
Yung worst is 3.5 and below yung score. Below 3.5 yung score.
Yes.
So it is balut, dinuguan, and pinipig. Yun ang last ano nila, yung last row nila. Then there was an okay, di ba? Yun na, nandun na si Sharwin sa okay na row. It is the 3.5 and above. So it's daing, pinangat, and torta. For those who aren't familiar with pinangat, yan yung parang laing sa Bicol na they use more seafood, no, into the dish. It's still gabi leaves, it's still gata. It's cooked more hanggang magmantika na talaga yung gata niya. Yun yung pinangat, no? Sometimes they even cook it with crabs. Hindi crabs eh. Ano yung tawag dun, Sharwin? Alam ko, alam mo ito, talangka? Talangka ba? Or crabs? Yun yung ano eh, pinangat. Then yung torta, may issue ako dyan. Kasi sa picture, tortang talong yan eh. Torta, it's like saying omelette. Diba? Iba-ibang omelette naman. There's ham and cheese omelette, there's a plain omelette, whatever. There's a Denver omelette. Ang torta, it's also kind of a category eh. Pwede ka tortang talong, tortang alimasag, tortang, ano pa ba? Giniling. Diba?
Actually, patatas. Tortang patatas, which is the most original version actually. Oh.
Ah, talaga? Di ko alam yun. Oh. Kita mo?
Well, kasi sa Spain, di ba? Sa Spain galing yung idea ng torta and patatas ang ano nila dun eh.
Correct. Tapos, now, we go to the great category. You guys wanna go through, ano, yung row ng great? Who wants to go through it? for our listeners.
So the great is, of course, at 4.4, sisig. Followed by adobo at 4.3 and lechon at 4.2.
Not bad. Not bad diba? List, diba? Oo.
Yeah. At great, definitely great.
Yeah.
I would, at the least, at the very least, I would put this at the great category.
Definitely. Then, nagkaroon na naman ng problematic na row naman yung best. Charwin, gusto mo bang sabihin ko ano yung best?
Well, ang best nila is anything above 4.5. No? So we have Lumpiang Shanghai at 4.9, Sinigang at 4.8, and Tocino at 4.7. So it wasn't made clear, but I assume 5 is the best possible score. No? But, you know, sa akin, like you said, no? Lechon was great, di ba? Yun yung description nila. And generally, tayong tatlo, we agree. And in fact, sa Bogchi natin, lechon made waves, no? But there are plenty of vegetarians in the Philippines. There are plenty of people who don't eat pork in the Philippines. I doubt they would rate that as great. So, parang mahirap to say na great yon sabay ang pinangat is lower, right? Like, parang how do you say one dish is better than the other? In terms of how they categorized it, no? Ako yun lang ang issue ko. Pinangat is not just okay. Like, you could say I prefer, right, lechon or tocino over pinangat. But I cannot in good conscience say na pinangat is just okay.
Parang hindi siya, isn't that how we did our Bogchi Battle Royale rankings also?
We didn't. We basically picked our favorites. Diba? Ako yun yung ano ko eh. Kumbaga parang, I guess my biggest issue with them really is just the definition, the categories that they placed. No? To say worst, best, parang sa akin, ano yun eh, that's inviting trouble. Right? Kasi pagka sinabi mong best, meron kang baseline na parang, eto ang umaangat sa akin. Alam mo yun? Parang, and I feel like that's problematic kasi not everyone agrees on the baseline. Diba? Parang, hindi. Yung dinuguan, worse yan kasi may dugo eh. Diba? But,
yeah, that's what I would say.
but which is what you would say,
right? Dinuguan.
But you can't do that as a rank eh. Kasi walang objective taste eh. There's no objective taste. Right. For me,
Ako, I'm more bothered by the fact na who voted here? Who made this ranking? Who made this list? Are these Filipinos who live abroad, like in the US? Are they actually not Filipinos? Because dun mo makita yung ano yung bias nila, their psyche, their mindset on why they picked this. Because especially now, if you watch a lot of these online shows, Lumpiang Shanghai is way up there in the categories of what ano ah. Philams and even foreigners look for when they are looking for Filipino food abroad, no? Sinigang is also a bit debatable, but it's also up there whenever our favorite YouTube vlogger Mikey Chen encounters sinigang, no? In a restaurant, he goes crazy, di ba? Sour tamarind broth, di ba? He goes crazy. Tocino yung weird. I have no idea, no clue how it made it there unless it's these nostalgic Filipinos nga or Philams who are craving for a taste of home, yung tosilog, not even tapsilog, you know, tosilog and all that. So I have no idea. I wish we knew who made this ranking so that we have a deeper understanding on how this happened. I mean, naalala ko parang, I think it was in one of our private conversations, Charwin, na mas maganda pa yata to kung pinagbaliktad si Great at Best eh. Yung kung rinank higher si Great. I know it shouldn't be ranked, as you said earlier, di ba? Pero di ba, sisig, adobo, lechon, pikit mata, panalo na yung tatlong yan eh. No? Pork,
right.
Pork
but,
nation
but
eh.
But that's for us, no? I think, to answer your question, Ed, on Taste Atlas, the website, does not exactly say how they chose the food experts.
Yun nga eh.
But And so they some food websites were named while other restos are simply quote unquote recommended by X number of food experts. So again, I think we seem like from different points, but we're actually making the same point, ano, Chef Ed. Parang who's choosing, no? Because we have to put the context. No? If you want to put this, you know, ranking or chart or whatever it is, you also have to explain who's choosing. Para we have the context of, okay, so the most famous or the most favorite Filipino dish in the US is this. Diba? And then the most favorite Filipino dish in the Philippines is this, right? So parang I feel like mas hindi magagalit yung tao if they knew who was choosing, what was the criteria. I think less issue yun for them, no?
Yeah.
Just to give you guys context, no, it's not just the Filipino food that they rank, no. Recently they also ranked pizza, right? And pizza. They didn't even name a cuisine, no? Pizza. They ranked pizza from all over the world, right? And dito ka mababaliw, no? They did not name the pizza after the styles. Right? So, ang nangyari, dun sa chart mismo, I can't seem to find the chart now, no? But, nandun yung deep dish as deep dish.
I saw this. Tapos from America.
Pero meron ding pizza na flavor, by flavor. And it's all in the same chart, no? So, parang wait lang. Parang weird to.
Nalaman ang gulo nun.
Kasi parang meron yung pizza cake or something. Which is like, maybe one country does that and not everybody eats it.
Canada.
Right?
But it's I remember on the list, that chart. Right? It said Canada makes that pizza cake.
Yeah. So pizza cake is basically parang it's like a style, right? Mm-hmm. Chicago deep dish is a style. Detroit style is a style. Pero meron din silang parang pizza de mozzarella bufala or whatever or margarita parang ako, so ano ba, how are you ranking it, by flavor, by style, by parang hindi ko maintindihan eh, parang hindi para pareho yung
hindi apples to apples comparison.
Correct
yun ang mahirap. And is it the same problem with the Filipino food ranking or hindi?
Oh, kasi tayo oh, meron diba? Din pinipig and lechon. Para how do you
know? Oh, diba? Diba? Decided to put pinipig there eh. Sort
saka like you said,
eh.
When you say torta, which torta? Like we don't even know which torta you're talking about, no? So medyo, I think that's the problem if you try to define / rank / expound on a cuisine that's not a part of your culture, right? Kung wala kayong Pilipino sa staff, mahirap maintindihan kung ano yung gagawin mo doon, di ba? Parang it's very hard to create the proper ranking, the proper groupings.
Is it worthwhile reorganizing this chart based sa ating ano? Hindi eh. Ang hirap i-compare eh. Di ba?
That's why tayo, elimination na lang talaga eh, para madali.
Oo.
Laglagan.
Oo. Napaka-debatable ng dinuguan. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of dinuguan, lalo na kung may puto. Oh my gosh. Anyway, Taste Atlas, give us a call. We'll help you guys.
We can send them our Bogchi Battle Royale episodes. Yeah. Bahala na sila mag...
Yeah, you know, but at the same time, I applaud them for putting Filipino food on the spotlight, shining a light on our, ano. Of course, it could have been executed better. But at the end of the day, you're never going to please anyone talaga. There are just some people that maybe aren't as immersed in the Filipino cuisine as we are that will look at that list and goes, oh, there's a lot of dishes pala from the Philippines that I could try. You know what I mean? But the ones that in the know of it talaga might... would have a lot of questions like us.
Ito tanong ko sa inyo guys. Why do you think do we keep seeing these rankings, these lists, these best of, like, it's not just Taste Atlas, no? Maraming, right. Best cuisine, best soup. Diba recently well, meron din sinigang won as best soup. Parang, ha? How does that even, how do you even decide that? Like, there's got to be, what, 1 million at least yeah. different kinds of soup in the world? Like, how do you vote for that, no? So,
ako,
why do you think they keep doing it?
Ako, I'll tell you, I can tell you now that one thing that I know is as a content creator, the rise of the quote-unquote listicle is very clickbaitable. Diba? It's, it's easy to digest, easy to consume, relatable because you might have been to these places, you might have passed by for by these restaurants and all of that. Gives you also a good list for your bucket list, diba? Items that you can check off. And people like seeing it. You know, the rise of sites such as BuzzFeed, they really help put that type of content on the on the map, as they would say. Diba? So, and everyone enjoys it. Everyone really enjoys seeing a nice, give me your top five of whatever. Diba? Whatever it might be. And at the it's informative and entertaining at the same time. That's always, as a content creator, whenever I make a list, that's always my goal. Make it entertaining and informative because you want to share naman whatever information that you want to share with your with your audience, diba? So, and cutting it down to like 5 or 6 or whatever, diba, makes it easier for them to consume it. It doesn't have to dwell, you don't have to dwell too long. Whether it's in a blog or a video. And yun. So, that's my two cents.
But knowing that, na this is, they're creating content, they're trying to bait you into clicking, probably start a very, hindi naman violent, ano ba, a heated discussion para dumami right. yung clicks mo. Going forward, should we keep reacting? Kasi, ewan ko, may counting fatigue na on my part, no? Whenever I see these foreign articles, foreign lists, foreign recipe creators, and they're doing our food wrong, I felt compelled na, teka lang, I have to go right to them and fix this problem.
Right.
Ngayon in my mind, parang, na-realize ko, like what you said, Richie, you know, they're creating content eh. Gusto nila to eh. So,
right.
Going forward, ano ba tama? Do we stop? Like, hindi natin pansinin para hindi na nila gawin? Or kailangan natin pansinin kasi minimisrepresent tayo? Like, I don't know what to do eh.
You know, as Admiral Akbar once said, it's a trap! They want you to write to them. They want you to react to it because, of course, it's going to boost their engagement and their algorithm, diba? It'll make them more visible. So they want to actually create a discussion, and hopefully keep the discussion healthy, diba? And proactive and cordial, kahit papano, diba? They're not trying to start a war, but they do want to get a rise out of people. They would. They do want to hear their opinions. Diba? So you as a you're in a position as a chef yourself, well versed in Filipino food, to give your two cents, diba? So if it means you reaching out to them and then malay mo mag-collab pa kayo, we can get them as a guest here in the Sinigang.
I don't know. Ikaw, Chef Ed, you've been working with Filipino food for, well, ayoko naman sabihin how long ba nga sabihin mo, ina-age kita, but you've been working with Filipino food for so long. Hindi ka ba, do these articles still get your goat? Or napapagod ka na rin to talk to them?
Napapagod kasi sometimes Filipino food still surprises me. No, let's say a cook, maybe even not even a cook, maybe someone from my team, from my restaurant, let's say a server, says, tikman niyo po yung lumpiang Shanghai namin, traditional recipe namin to sa barrio namin, sa barangay namin. Then when I try it, blows my mind away na parang, anong secret ingredient nito? It can be something as simple as hard-boiled eggs inside. Di ba yung mga ganon? So sometimes, it doesn't bother me as much anymore, these rankings. It irks me, sure. It irritates me. Na parang, ano yan? Anong kalokohan to? Pero, for me to say, mali ito eh. Pero, hindi. Again, as we mentioned earlier, taste is very subjective. Richie doesn't like Dinuguan. I like Dinuguan. So, doon pa lang eh. Diba? Mm. Pero, there are some universal truths, diba? That's what they say. Like, for example nga, yung tocino, I don't think you will see that in any other ranking ever. Unless bata ka na favorite mong baon sa eskwelahan.
Uy, masarap ang tocino ha.
Exactly. I know. Why you're not gonna put it in your top 3 Filipino foods ever? Right. Diba?
I do love tocino, but yeah, you're right.
I love tocino. As in, yeah, it's up there. Diba? So, yun.
I have a quick question lang. My question would be, how would you guys put it as the best? Just curious.
What do you mean? Like how to
what
do
what would
this?
Have been on the top for you guys if you had to vote? What would have been, do you think, on your on a personal note lang, what would have been your vote as the top? Ako, I see myself putting sisig lechon, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Ako sisig. Sisig for sure.
Same. It's sisig. Kasi if you look at how many restos you've ordered sisig in, how many times you've ordered sisig in for Grab, di ba? Ngayong pandemic na nasa bahay lang tayo. I'm sure whenever you would browse through a menu, may makita, uy, sisig game, di ba? Laging ganun right. It's default. It's automatic.
Actually, di ba, you could even create a TV show where you visit all the sisigs in all the world and hindi matatapos yung show mo. Like, kasi kahit pumunta ka ng France, baka may gumagawa na ng sisig sa restaurant doon, hindi natin alam eh. Diba? Mm. So, ako, I'll tell you, Richie, why this list is so difficult and why I don't think they should have done it. Pag sinabi mo sa akin, Charwin, gawa ka ng list. Okay? Ito yung problem ko. I can put 3 dishes there na are my favorites. So I would say sisig, kinilaw, and pork barbecue. And very rarely mo lang sa pwede sabihin na, hindi, mali ka, kadiri yung isa dyan. Wala, di ba? They're all good. So you can't tell me na mali ako. But if you also tell me, hey, can you make an objective top 3? Then iba na naman yung sagot ko dahil I have to say Lumpiang Shanghai is up there. Because worldwide, yan yung isa sa pinakamabilis na i-introduce sa mga tao sa Filipino food. So, if I were doing this as alam mo yung parang like an analytics guy, you know, as a science guy, kasali yun. It's sisig, lumpiang Shanghai, and adobo. So, parang, and I wouldn't be technically that wrong either, right? So, in a way, parang walang use yung listahan because hindi ka pala pwede magkamali. Diba? So, parang why keep insisting to calling it best, worst, whatever, right? So, for me, if they want to do more of these clickbaitish articles and graphs and whatever, they should use favorite. Gawin na lang nilang election, diba? Sa election, there's no best or worst. It's who got the most votes. So, which is what,
like what
we did also, right? So, kung ako, that's my advice. Like, and it would still be clickbaitish, right? Parang imagine mo, see what Slovakians love. See what Filipino dishes Slovakians love. Oh, don't everyone will click on that, right? And there you can list down by votes. Oh, we polled 100 Slovakians and ito yung nagustuhan nila. I think that's even more interesting. Plus, walang magagalit sa'yo.
Right. And you, I think that's really it. Eh? You add more context to the result. Diba? You get a better understanding of why these dishes were the ones that were chosen.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Parang presidential survey lang. Diba? Yung out of a 50 respondents pero yung pala yung 50 isang baryo lang kinuha ibang diba? Iba-ibang candidate ang lalabas dyan sa isang lugar mo lang kinuha diba?
Right.
Dati may tiwala ako sa 9 out of 10 doctors ngayon Ngayon pandemic, ayoko na maniwala sa mga
ganyan. Di ba sabon yun? Sabon.
Iba-iba na yung mga doctor. But that's a whole other topic altogether. And anyway, ayun guys. This was a good and healthy discussion. Not for anything, but because it moved us to actually make a whole episode out of it. No? This Food Atlas begs discourse between amongst us, amongst others. No, marami nagwala dyan when it was posted on Facebook, in all these Facebook groups and whatnot. Just because we are very protective of our cuisine, not because we're nationalistic. I think it's just because we know our food. No, we know what we want, and that's a weird ass list, man. that's all there is to it. It was a weird ass list. Again, Food Atlas. If you'd want to get in touch with the Cine Gang, you know where to find us. Just message us. Ayun.
3 o'clock.
Okay, guys. Any final thoughts about the Food Atlas?
For me, I think tama ka. In a way, they did something right because it's inspired more conversation, which I think in any way, shape, or form is always helpful to our cuisine. So, sa akin, okay lang, sige. I mean, whether it's, whether I feel like it's wrong or not, at least pinag-usapan ulit tayo. Mm-hmm. But yun nga, like I mentioned kanina, my suggestion is let's just make more elections or surveys na lang instead of rankings. Yung ranking kasi parang nag-i-invite ng bad feelings eh. Oh. Di ba? Kasi pag ranking, may panalo, may talo eh. I guess elections meron din. But you know, kumbaga parang it's more of...
Transparency pag, na lang. Para madali sabihin, kayo bumoto niyan eh.
Correct. Oh. Di ba? You can, ano naman eh, you can use most popular. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Instead of saying best worst. Kasi best worst, parang sinabi mo, pangit yung isa eh. Pag sinabi mo ang most popular, mas sikat lang talaga yung isa. Di ba? So, yun lang. Sa akin, yun lang. Other than that, I think Food Atlas has its place in the universe.
Correct. Okay. Richie, final thoughts about the Food Atlas?
No, just like I said, I'm glad that they did put a spotlight on Philippine food. Sorry guys, but anything kasi Filipino in YouTube, you know, they call that already Pinoy baiting, di ba?
Yeah, boo.
We seem to be always looking for international validation. Hmm. Right? But feeling ko naman basta love your own naman tayo. And I think also there is a strong contingent in our country that really are protective of the Filipino culture. And they don't want it to get exploited and all of that. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're so passionate about, especially our food. No? So, yun.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, guys. That was another insightful episode of the Cine Gang. This was Chef Edward Bugia, Chef Charwin T, and Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater in the world, signing off. Please stay tuned to future episodes of... The Cine Gang!